Start this right. Jeep Days are here to start the new year, and Naperville Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram wants to save you thousands. Take $5,800 to $7,300 off new 2017 Jeep Cherokee and Grand Cherokee models, plus an additional $1,000 in owner loyalty rebates. Or choose 0% for 84 months on select new models. Naperville Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram at NapervilleJeep.com. Savings off MSRP on select new models. You must qualify. $1,190 per thousand finance. Expires at month's end.
This moment would be better on a beach.
Oh, yeah.
And this is your chance to run away with Big and Rich.
Big and Rich.
Run away with John Rich and Big Ken.
Big and Rich. And we're here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We want you to join us there.
Thanks to Twix.
Our friends at Twix, we just heard. They're going to pay
right.
Airfare and hotel.
Left Twix, unmistakably cookie, caramel, and chocolate. Right Twix, distinctively caramel, chocolate, and cookie. And you could be rolling around on the beach of Punta Cana at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel. Punta Cana's Rockstar all-inclusive resort.
Room service for everyone.
All-inclusive, awesome. For you, your bud, and Big and Rich.
Baby, when I look at you.
Fly round trip on Delta Airlines. See Big and Rich live. Thanks to Twix.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Log on, escapewithbigandrich.com.
Go to escapewithbigandrich.com.
Escapewithbigandrich.com and be a winner.
Escapewithbigandrich.com.
See you there.
Check out the Score's new lineup. Molly and Hanley mornings live at 5. The new Spiegel and Parkin Show. 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6. And finally, Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. 25 years and counting as the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock for the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. The Cats host Nebraska this Thursday at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. The Cubs on the verge of adding another back of the rotation option. Free agent lefty Brett Anderson ready to join the Cubs pending a very important physical. That's because Anderson pitched in just 4 games last year with the Dodgers, missed most of the season because of back surgery, but word is he impressed Cubs brass at a recent bullpen session. Anderson has a career ERA of 3.86 over 8 major league seasons. Hockey, the Blackhawks host Tampa Bay. Coach Joel Quenneville saying center Marcus Kruger could return to action tonight. He injured his hand last month, hasn't played since. NBA Bulls in Orlando, where Jaren Grant likely gets the start at point guard tonight. Elena Deladon could be leaving the Sky for Washington. A report has the Mystics pursuing a big trade for the 2015 league MVP. Football, John Fox's staff is coaching the North team at the Senior Bowl. The Bears head coach will meet the media after practice today's first public comment since the changes to the Bears coaching staff. There will be at least 4 new assistants next season. Ben Roethlisberger, not sure if his future. The Steelers star quarterback telling a Pittsburgh radio station he's going to take time to evaluate, quote, if there's going to be a next season. Tennis, Australian Open winners today include Venus Williams and Roger Federer. Williams to face Coco Vandeweghe in the semis, while Federer will take on Stan Wawrinka. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you. NewMailMedical.com. Get your copy of The Chicago Cubs Win the World Series, audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season, only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Zach Zabin, thank you. Zach had our updates today. Thank you to our guests on the show, Jeff Passan from Yahoo Sports and Brian Geltzeiler from SiriusXM NBA. Follow him at Hoops Critic. The producers are Rick Camp and the beautiful and horrific Brett Lyons, who bought 4 different kinds of Oreos and brought them all in, and they sit over there if you guys want some. Brian Gersh of the video streaming does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, we're going to do our first draft as a show, as a team. I'm looking forward to that. And we'll figure out whatever else we're going to do as well.
Transition Today is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Score $500 auto show bonus cash on every new vehicle in stock. Visit driveantioch.com. Transition.com.
The first quarter endorsement for Transition. Let's get it.
How's that?
Only 20 days in.
About time. Good news is we all split those ratings, right?
I don't think so.
Congratulations.
I don't think so. I think that's all you guys. Yeah.
Congratulations, Jason. On
moving. You're welcome.
Right.
Hey, man. As long as it's a Chicago guy, Transition. That's all I care about.
And you know what? When one of us looks good, we all look good, folks. That's the way it works.
Look, in the case, because if y'all are ugly, I'm not going to take any blame for the ugliness at all.
No, the big news is that the Chicago guy is committed to being a celebrity bounty at the poker tournament on February 23rd. So.
I saw that happen in real time last night.
Oh, you're
night.
A poker guy?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, he's a serious poker guy.
I know that.
Weren't you semi-professional at one point?
Somewhat. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's an insult to real professional poker players, but I went to Syracuse at the height of the poker, online poker thing, so I was playing all the time online in college, and there's an 18-year-old casino 40 minutes away with a 30-table card room. So I was playing a lot of poker in college, got pretty good, and after college... thought I was going to get a radio job here on the air at 22.
That's
stupid.
The best. That was the best. You guys know that story?
Yeah.
I was me and Mac and Mitch in a hotel room at the Sheraton.
Well,
in a hotel room in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Like a murder mystery there already.
But I got in the room.
There were two pairs of pants between the three of us.
We're in the Purple Hotel, and all of a sudden, Alan Dorfman gets shot again.
We're interviewing prospective producers for the job that Dave Miska eventually got.
In a hotel room?
Uh-huh. You remember what the Sheridan was, man? It was Mitch Rosen's gangster flop house. That's what that place was.
But why'd you have to go to a room for this? Why wasn't it here? I have no idea. It was very weird, very intimidating.
Everyone wearing pants, man,
and I said I wanted to be on air.
There was no catering. There's no catering.
They never called.
We had room service.
No French onion soup.
We straight up had room service in that hotel room.
But you stole the headline from our other celebrity bounties from Chicago Fire and NBC. Both Yuri Sardarov and Joe Manoso are back, but again, it's Danny Parkins taking the headlines.
Yeah, nice. So for like 8 or 10 months when I was unemployed living by Wrigley with some buddies, I was like, I could go back and work at a restaurant. I did that all through high school and a little bit.
Pedal Adderall.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, smoking a ton of pot, playing video games, just being terrible.
What, is he in the Boy Scouts or something?
Yeah, moving that black tar. Don't ever forget.
Thank you, Jason.
You were there.
You
got to the other side of you, like Jay-Z.
Thank you, now you're
successful.
Now I get profit off it. Yeah, and I just went to Hammond, Indiana, and just started winning, and then I kept winning. And so I just, called myself semi-pro.
Nice.
Yeah, so
you will go to the World Series of Poker. We have had people compete who've gotten a WSOP bracelet before, who then came and did our little play-in, and because it's one of these charity tournaments where the blinds go crazy there's a lot more randomness built in. So we've sent all kinds of players of various experience levels to the main event in Vegas.
And I saw Benetti's going to do it too. And you and Benetti, Danny Parkins, Jason Benetti, White Sox play-by-play, have a little side bet who's going to last longer.
Yeah, I've known Benetti a long time.
Sexually?
And so I figured we're going to gamble. It's not wrong to gamble on a charity tournament, is it?
No.
Gamble on the outcome of it?
As long as the one-step camps get to wet our beak a little bit, we take a percentage.
Of course.
Whatever the side bet is.
Of course.
Sure.
No, whatever the bet is, we'll also make the donation. And got to keep it interesting.
There we go. Nice.
Yeah, I play to win. No, but I thank you for inviting me.
It's going to be a fun night. And Marley Caden of NBC5, who is just a force of nature. I don't know if you know her.
She's
a
awesome.
Mouth on that young lady.
She
outstanding. Yes, and the trash talk.
She curses a lot, by the way.
I was going to say. And also a really good player more. And will take your money. And if you're not looking, geez. I mean, it's she'll knock your ass out.
Oh, yeah, no, we've had a lot of laughs. She and I at various poker tournaments through the years. She's fun stuff.
Yeah. Alicia Roman was there last year, too. Yeah, and people want more information, onestepcamp.org. It's going to be a great night. And sign up is ahead of last year's pace. So if you want a seat, you should grab it when you can. Now, Dwayne Wade is starting to talk to people about his future.
Today's installment of Dwayne Wade's, reality check on what the Bulls are. Right? I mean, he learned what it is. I feel like since that moment of resignation after the loss last week, everything's just
too old to worry about this.
Yeah, I just got to sleep at night. This is what they are.
He's got a few championships. Doesn't have to lie to anybody or himself about anything.
He doesn't have to lie to anybody.
Not beholden to this organization. And he's got a player option.
So what does this accomplish, though? If this is an acceleration of the timeline then? If he has drawn a line in the sand and said, if this mediocrity continues, I'm going to leave, how are the Bulls expected to respond?
By popping bottles and celebrating, right? Don't they want him to leave after the season? He thought he was coming to relevance. They are now irrelevant. Him talking makes him momentarily relevant.
They should want him to leave. But to go back to the first part, I don't think there's like a whole lot of intent to draw that line in the sand. I don't think this is like a crafted publicity shot. This is just dude telling you what's what.
I agree. But it still accomplishes the same thing.
Okay. Well, in terms of what they do to react, it's up to them at the deadline.
It's just laying the foundation for if he's not here next year. That's all it is.
Right.
And you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you the answer. Mm-hmm. You know, and he probably was like, hey, why don't you ask me this question so I can tell you the answer? And that's what happens. Shoot-arounds are a crazy place. I know he had. See, the problem is if you follow Dwayne Wade on Snapchat, you can see his whole day. So they had cab problems getting from the hotel to the shoot-around place. You know, the cab driver had to use his phone's GPS. The cab driver asked for a tip. Dwayne told him what the tip would be.
Too old and rich for all that.
Yeah. So he got there, and he probably got asked a couple questions after his workout. And there is no grand meaning in any of this for the Bulls. There really isn't. We're just spinning our wheels, and we have turned into every one of the franchises that went up against Michael Jordan in the 90s. That's all this is. And all you got to do is make your way through that year until something exciting or, some new revelation happens. But there's nothing there. There really isn't.
I woke up today and talked about it with Danny before and during of like, I just have zero faith that as long as Jerry's there, that somebody's going to come into this organization who knows about the modern way to build a team and get them to do it. I don't have any faith that they're going to pick a lane and kind of build and find a way.
I hired him last week. I fired Gar and I hired Matt Lloyd back from this very Orlando Magic team. And I just thought that's somebody who
did.
When he was scouting and drafting, things were better.
We hired Geltzeiler during his segment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're back of the bench guys while winning championships had to be smarter GMs in the making. That's what it is. Because they're going to work for you at some point. So you hope that the guys that were on your roster while you were winning, you can find a better Randy Brown.
I was going to say, Randy's not doing
better,
it for you.
A better John Paxson. But those guys weren't playing for you at the time. Right. What's Judd Bushler doing? You know, Bill Winnington.
There's Rusty LaRue.
Bill Winnington's on the sideline doing his thing. Everybody's piped in. You know, it's
Pete Myers.
It's the Made family. Oh, don't forget.
Yeah.
AKA Stop Snitching. Like, Pete Myers right there for you. So, you know.
Adrian Griffin goes elsewhere.
Yeah,
the one guy that people actually said this is a prospect.
And Ron Adams.
Ends up elsewhere. Well, yeah.
The Ron Adams thing's still infuriating to me.
Yeah, it's a joke. But the Bulls asked for something, and now they're in the process of getting it. It's as simple as that. Simple.
Well, I think they asked for the possibility of being a 3-4 seed, and now they're looking at the possibility of being an 8 seed or 9 seed, right? Like they thought if they were
9 seed doesn't do much for you.
No, it sure doesn't. Yeah. Well, but I mean, you're better off getting in the damn lottery no matter how. But like if they were 10 wins over 500, right? This would be exactly what they wanted.
And that's what I expected them to be. A few games over 500. I expected them to be a little bit better than everybody else did.
45 wins.
Yeah, but you know, no matter what, the way this thing has happened, like that's why the beginning of the year is so fun to talk about. All right, how will this thing play out? And then before you get to the All-Star break, they've taken all the air out of you.
I said that yesterday's Paul Zipser story was the nadir, nadir of this Bulls regime. If that's where you are now, and nothing against KC because he's got to take an angle, he's got to file a story. We've all been there. But if where we are, that if his headline is this guy is kind of not bad and other people are bad and he's not as bad as they thought he might be. And that's really what it was. You get to the end of the story, you're like,
he's a piece. He is a piece.
No, he's not.
Back to the Heinrich Deng, Nocioni, Ben Gordon days you go.
Yeah.
Go ahead and trade Jimmy Butler for Jay Crowder and two picks and all this other nonsense that everybody else is talking about.
And that's
about.
The thing, man.
The Brooklyn picks, those might be something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Draft some other bums.
What do you trust? You don't even know who your general manager is going to be next year.
Well, but, I mean,
I already hired him.
Yeah. But I mean,
I
honestly,
know who I want.
You know, that, and by the way, that Orlando thing hasn't turned itself around the way you thought it would.
Well, yeah,
with all the picks that they have had.
I wouldn't have hired Scott Skiles, but that's just me.
I'm just saying, the guys that have been doing the picking, so. I really don't know unless you're going to get one of those top two or three picks. And
well, that's what that Nets pick is. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, so even if that's not getting value for Jimmy, that's where Geltzeiler was like, get yourself that top five pick. And then next year, commit to the tank. So it's only 1 year of a tank commitment is next year as you have, say, Jaylen Brown in that Nets pick.
All right. So then who's going to be your coach?
Fred. Well, it's going to be Hoiberg.
Fred, as long
as they're
not
paying him to go away.
Fred,
again.
As long as he can stomach it. Next year doesn't matter. Let Fred coach. Let Fred quit if he doesn't want to. I mean, who cares?
So you're going to raise a young franchise player under Fred Hoiberg until you have to fire him.
Yeah.
There's too many things that are wrong. There's too many pieces that don't match. This is the land of misfit basketball toys, and everybody has to deal with it for a little while. Jimmy Butler is your knight in shining armor. He'll score 50 against the Sixers, and he'll, you know, get Neal to arousal levels unseen before, and then we move on to the next week where they're losing three in the same week to mediocre squads. This is what it is.
And if you draft, if you get the third pick and you draft Josh Jackson, who can't shoot but does all the athletic things, you're hoping that he just becomes Jimmy Butler.
Josh Jackson, hell no. You got three players in this draft that I care about, and everybody else can.
Lonzo Ball, Markel Fultz,
and Dennis
Smith.
The guy you saw
Dennis
last
Smith.
Night.
Oh, Dennis Smith putting up 32 in Cali.
I think there's more than that.
Really?
Yeah, I think
that are actual franchise basketball players.
I mean, franchise basketball. I don't know. We wouldn't have said anything about Giannis. I know that Malik Monk will be able to score a ton in the league.
Yeah.
And Josh Jackson can do a little bit of everything. He can't shoot, so I wouldn't say that he's that guy, but a lot of guys coming out of high school and college you don't think can shoot.
There's a French point guard that's in everybody's top five, too.
Sweet.
That completes my thoughts on the French point guard.
So, Jay, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah, guard packs are gone. It's you.
No. Make me Jerry or Michael. What I would do
you Michael, because Michael's the key.
If I'm Michael Reinsdorf, we talked about it yesterday, who's upset? Who's feeling the worst about this thing? If it is Michael Reinsdorf, which many will lead you to believe.
And if Michael's going to be Rocky Wirtz in this scenario.
Well, then you have to wait till the man goes in the skybox in the sky, right? Up top to basketball heaven.
He'll definitely be complaining about the food.
So then after you do that, if you really do care, how old is Jimmy Butler going to be? Is this going to be 3 years from now? Is this going to be 4 years from now? Are you going to then sign Jimmy to another deal with all the wear and tear that Jimmy Butler has gotten over his last 2 years? Is Jimmy Butler going to be the same entity? Right now, I think the Bulls are a lot happier than everybody's giving them credit for. The Bulls are fine. The Bulls are still a very popular team. The Bulls still get national ratings. The Bulls still sell out the United Center.
Merchandise are still okay. Bulls,
we're going to get into the top 10 jersey stuff, too. They still have the same, 18 grand to come there and chant MVP.
How common is what they did last night? There was a buy one, get one free thing for 24 hours on Bulls tickets. It launched last night. How common is that? I've never seen that. I legit don't know if that's just something they do every once in a while.
I mean, the season seats are still there. You sell one-offs or standing room only or, the tickets that they can't give away to charity. That's cool. But the Bulls are in a very good financial place, especially with the new CBA. So if you're really looking at it from a financial standpoint, the Bulls are in no hurry to win you a championship. None.
And, so if you're and Michael Reinsdorf,
it sounds bleak. Oh, if I'm Reinsdorf, I'm headed to the bank every day. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. You put on a good face for when the cameras come around and say that this is unacceptable like every other front office in this city does besides the Cubs. You could talk that talk.
But then you turn on the game and the fans are going crazy for the free fast food at the end.
Why would you change anything?
I mean, that's the only thing is this fandom, for whatever reason,
got dumb real quick.
It just is
real quick.
It looks at every individualized game as a freestanding basketball island.
Because that's the best you can do right now is enjoy your little entertainment product. I mean, that's the best you got.
It's expensive.
And it is an entertainment.
I mean, to make that drive and spend that. I mean, it's not just your ticket. It's everything involved. That's a real commitment.
And this isn't a new thing either, because the Toronto thing, that's like the second edition. This right now is like the second edition of Toronto fanfare, the We the North stuff. This is the second time it's happened. First time it happened was when Tracy and Vince were there.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's when it was like, oh, okay. Even with Chris, they knew they was getting up out of there real early.
And they didn't really have up years with Chris.
Yeah, so this is the second time that's happened. It's a new fan base. They're re-energized. That's cool. Boston is sitting there like, all right, we didn't get Kevin Love, but you got Al Horford, got a great coach. The star of their team wears a suit until otherwise the roster changed. Now you've got the Bulls and the Knicks and some of these other teams whose fan base is no better.
should.
And sit there and bitch and whine about, well, they need to do this or they need to make this move. You know that this isn't a championship roster, so you have to, you got to gut it. You gotta break this thing down to the studs and stop sounding like Atlanta and stop sounding like some of these other cities whose basketball people tell you it's okay to make the playoffs every year. And including the media that peddles this message year in and year out. Well, you know, the Bulls were exciting last night, or, well, you know, Jimmy's a superstar. There's a lot of superstars who won't win jack in this league right now. Russell Westbrook may retire without winning a championship. James Harden may retire without winning a championship.
I want to see
put
Russell
a championship team together.
I want to see Russ average that triple double. I want to see that this year.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I just like cool. watching him.
Yeah.
Wherever the numbers are, just
that's what you have to ask yourself. Yeah. That's where you're at as a Bulls fan. Do you just like watching this team?
That's what
you
it is.
You can't tell me yes.
No. But I know Russ is better than Jimmy. But it's they're eerily similar circumstances to me because I mean they got their different ways. But what's that Oklahoma City team? What is that? You know?
Yeah, aren't you then saying that the only scenario is San Antonio, Golden State, Cleveland? Those are the only teams that can win a championship. We know that.
Draft well.
So you would trade Westbrook if you ran Oklahoma City? You would trade Harden if you would raise... Because they're not going to win a championship in those guys' window.
No, Houston,
or their
Houston's getting closer.
Would you draft well? That's the scenario.
That'd be
and
ideal.
When you don't draft well, you fire the people that didn't draft well for you for 4 years.
Oh, I have
that's
a problem with
do.
That.
People talk about Golden State as if Kevin Durant, it dropped in on him. Steph Curry, draft pick. Klay Thompson, draft pick. Draymond Green, not Marcus Teague.
Second
draft pick. Exactly. Yeah. Those are draft picks. All right? San Antonio, George Hill for Kawhi Leonard. That's a draft. So, you know, we can act like you're waiting for the Messiah to come and who's the number one player that's disgruntled right now in the last year of his contract. Uh-huh. Maybe you should draft that guy, develop him, and pay him. All right? And
they traded up for Doug McDermott.
If you think that's Jimmy Butler, God bless you.
Did you see who I there was a rumor of who the Bulls might be interested in the draft, like depending on where he goes.
It has to be somebody with some kind of personal connection to Gar Forman.
It's a senior at Iowa State. There's a senior at Iowa State who can shoot.
Nobody at Iowa State has made me turn my TV on this entire year.
That was where I'll find it. I'll retweet it. But the rumor was, you know who they might be looking at is this like multi-tool developed senior at Iowa State.
It's because Gar has to have some connection to a guy that he likes and it has nothing to do with.
He's got
to
draft
so
people.
So get him out of there, Pax.
He's got to draft people that won't kill him.
I refuse to give Pax any credit as the smart guy in the room who just hasn't stepped up yet. I'm done with that. I'm totally done with that.
You can be. You haven't gotten the results you needed.
And he had another year where he lets that guy do some stupid stuff and says the very same thing that they said at the end of last year.
But this is all...
Own it, John.
And they're allowed to hide. That's the problem. They're allowed to hide. That entire organization is allowed to hide. And we're not asking for anybody to be put on our show. But when's the last time you heard anybody from that organization talk during the day on a weekday?
Yeah.
When's the last time?
Doesn't happen.
All of what you're doing is arguing for a less than value Jimmy Butler trade. Because if the new collective bargaining agreement incentivizes star players not to move teams, guys in the prime of their careers or entering the prime of their careers, they're not going anywhere.
Right.
Because there's no reason for them to go anywhere.
Even if they're staying Anthony Davis.
Right. If they're staying in Sacramento or they're staying in New Orleans, it does come down to the draft. And if you're saying, you know, for to use your example, if it's Jay Crowder and those two picks for Jimmy Butler and you can entice somebody to do that, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? How are you not closer to winning a championship?
I think they're comfortable where they're at right now.
That I agree with you, but those are separate things.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, their comfort level.
The reason why they wouldn't is because they're fine. They're fine where they're at right now.
But
because they're not. I don't think they believe in themselves enough to draft well. And then what you're left with is Jay Crowder, two bums, and an empty United Center.
But it still doesn't answer the question. You're still for the moment that trade is made, and you have the possibility of those picks.
The family business is doing just fine.
You're closer to winning a title.
Right. Always has been.
If the plan is someone other than Gar Pax making those picks, I'm fine. That's the first thing. I'm not trading Jimmy Butler to have those guys make
the picks.
Who's
doing an interview on them?
Who do you trust? Okay, I was talking about this with Speaks earlier. The topic can't be the Bulls are screwed until the Reinsdorf sell. Like, at some point, your team is just owned by who it is.
That's my darkness today, man. Is like
there's no plan to sell. The White Sox will be sold.
But until Jerry sells or dies.
You'd be crazy to get out of this NBA right now.
Why would you divest? It's a terrific thing.
But that's the thing. You're saying it can't be. And I'm asking you why not.
No, it is.
Sure. It can't.
98 is a long time ago.
The best case scenario could be they sell, they divest, whatever. The highest up we can realistically hope is Garpax gets out of here, right? We can't realistically hope that the Reinsdorfs aren't going to be running the Bulls.
No, you don't have a magical Rocky Wirtz scenario here.
Exactly. You don't have that.
This is why the wheels keep spinning. Have a good show, gentlemen.
Yep. All right. Anything to plug? No?
Tune
in? I don't know.
We got Matt Miller at 2, Sahadev Sharma at 2:30, Hub Arkish at 5, and just doing our thing till 6.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show coming up on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Ed Pope was no more than 5'7" tall, but he was one of the true giants of sports writing. He died this past weekend at the age of 88, and I would recommend that all of today's young journalists who aspire to someday get to shout at one another on ESPN take some time to read his work. Ed Pope never shouted, but his voice came through loud and clear for more than a half century at the Miami Herald. His was an era where the top local columnist was hugely influential, especially if he was as good as Pope. It was he who suggested to Dolphins owner Joe Robbie in 1970 that he hire Don Shula. We all know how that worked out. Pope is in too many halls of fame, including Canton, to count, but he was also a Hall of Fame human. Gentle and wickedly funny, he was the definition of the word gentleman, a star in every way. I'm John Feinstein.
This moment would be better on a beach.
Oh, yeah.
And this is your chance to run away with Big and Rich.
Big and Rich.
Run away with John Rich and Big Ken.
Big and Rich, and we're here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We want you to join us there.
Thanks to Twix.
Our friends at Twix, we just heard. They're going to pay airfare and hotel.
Left Twix, unmistakably cookie, caramel, and chocolate. Right Twix, distinctively caramel, chocolate, and cookie. And you could be rolling around on the beach of Punta Cana at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel, Punta Cana's rock star all-inclusive resort.
Room service for everyone.
All-inclusive, awesome. For you, your bud, and Big. Big and Rich.
Baby, when I look at you.
Fly round trip on Delta Airlines. See Big and Rich live. All thanks to Twix. Log on escapewithbiganrich.com.
Go to escapewithbiganrich.com to hit
escapewithbiganrich.com and be a winner.
Escapewithbiganrich.com.
See you there.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
A tool called Name Your Price. Get a grip on your spending like an industrial vice. It's nice. Beats rolling the dice. I prefer brown rice. Don't carry dumbbells when you walk on thin ice. Splash.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Home Depot has a new idea.
free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
The new year is here, and all 2016s must go during Woodfield Nissan's 2016 Nissan Closeout. No models excluded. And you get Woodfield Nissan's lowest pricing on all remaining 2016 Nissans. Like a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Sentra. Clearance price just $12,995. Or a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Rogue. Clearance price just $15,995. At Woodfield Nissan, you can expect a massive Nissan inventory and massive Nissan savings all month long. Get a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Altima. Clearance price just $15,295. Only at Woodfield Nissan, where you can expect a truly exceptional sales and service experience. We pride ourselves on providing the best. Hurry into Woodfield Nissan during the 2016 Nissan Closeout. Now at 700 West Higgins Road at Hoffman Estates or WoodfieldNissan.com. Hurry, once they're gone, they're gone.
Price plus TT and all in dock fee. Number one volume is cited by Nissan North America sales in 2016. Altima stock number P9110, Rogue stock number P9045, Sentra stock number P9112.
For professional transportation, there's only one limousine company to count on, and that's Top Fleet Limo. Whether it's for business, personal, wedding transportation, bachelor parties, or to and from the airports, you can count on them. Their extensive fleet includes sedans, SUVs, stretch limos, party buses, and coach buses to accommodate any size group. Call Top Fleet today at 877-317-3201 or go to topfleetchicago.com and mention SCORE10 for 10% off. Top Fleet. Take a ride with the pros.
Katie, where's your Jergens? My lotion? Here in the shower where it belongs.
Wait, in the shower?
Yeah, Mom. I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It instantly locks in moisture from my shower, so my skin stays soft and luminous all day without that sticky lotion feel.
Moisture without that heavy feel? Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
And who said Mom always knows best?
You're more than just a pretty face. Jergens.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
It's like one, it's just one word.
Right.
Where do you break it up? Matta, matta, bata, cola.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. The Cats host Nebraska this Thursday at 7. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. We start in the NBA as the Bulls play in Orlando as they go for back-to-back wins. The Magic are 10 games under 500. They've lost 8 of their last 10. Jaren Grant gets the start at point guard. Dwayne Wade made some news at shoot-around this morning, saying he would leave the team if the mediocrity continued. The Bulls are 22-23, just a half a game ahead of Milwaukee for the eighth seed in the East. In the NHL, the Blackhawks host Tampa tonight. They go for their fourth consecutive win. The Lightning have dropped their last three. They sit at the bottom of the Atlantic Division with 47 points. Marcus Kruger was activated from injured reserve and could play tonight. NFL Steelers QB Ben Roethlisberger told a Pittsburgh radio station today during his weekly segment that he's not committed to coming back for a 14th season, and he's evaluating all possibilities. Major League Baseball, the Dodgers acquired second baseman and leadoff hitter Logan Forsythe from the Rays in exchange for pitching prospect Jose De Leon. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Good afternoon. afternoon. Here's what we got for you today on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Matt Miller is down in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl. He's going to join us at 2. Sahadev Sharma on the Cubs. They added a pitcher. They might be doing more than that. He'll join us at 2:30. Joe Cowley on the always compelling Chicago Bulls at 4. Hub Arkush at 5. We'll do It's On at 5:30. And we'll have some surprises along the way as well. And who are you flipping off there?
Just the homies on Watch 670 the Score.com.
Randomly giving people the bird.
Hitting them with the Steve Stone. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Not Steve Stone, by the way.
Stone Cold Steve Stone. Steve Austin. That's different.
Okay. Not a particularly good way to start.
It isn't. You know what? I'm sorry if I sounded aggressive or, you know, without hope. I feel like I'm spinning my wheels every time I do this Bulls thing. You know, and if we're not talking about it from a game-to-game standpoint, the macro is just so ridiculous. The
macro sucks.
It's depressing as hell.
Yep.
And I'm not one of these people who's going to cape for a sport that I like and tell you that it's something that it's not. This Bulls thing, for whatever reason, has devolved into, all right, Jimmy Butler's cool. The draft picks haven't worked. You don't know how to feel about your head coach. You never hear from your front office. Season. That's what it's been. And that's what it will be. Continuing. Dwayne Wade has seen 40 games of this and is like, I'm out. Peace. Like, he's telling people he doesn't like how this feels after 40 games. Sometimes you need somebody to come in your house every once in a while and let you know how dirty it is.
What did it say? Nose blind?
Yeah.
Where you, if you've got cats or if you have, you know, you cook a lot of garlic. Right. It's like
somebody come in your crib like, man, this how y'all live? Like, what's going on
here? House smells bad.
Real deal. Yeah, like, right. Man, you're not going to wake your uncle up? Is he dead? Like, why is he on the couch? Why does he smell like that? You got a bunch of half drunk, half dead uncles in Bulls uniforms. That's what it is. I'm tired of
smoking cigars.
I'm tired of people tweet me during the Bulls game like, Goff, you watching this? This is ridiculous. Hell no. I saved my misery for the morning.
Yeah,
me and the boy hang out. He takes a bottle. I take Bulls basketball.
One's nourishing.
Right. There's too many things that are on every single night for me to bore you with Bulls tweets.
312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. Texting and the occasional sext is available at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. He is at Jason1Goff. Off as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Studios. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Hey, Ernest, seriously.
Seriously, what?
Why are we showing the Knicks?
Yes,
I'm with y'all deliberately.
Why are you asking me that?
Because, Ernest, you run things around Turner Sports.
No, believe me.
If David Levy and you.
No, I don't care.
You're like Michael Corleone, I guess.
There are 9 games tonight.
And this is the one we came up with?
You want to bounce around a little bit, see what else is going on in the league right now? Let's see what Golden State and Miami are up to.
Hey. That's a game winner at the end there.
How about that, too?
Deion Waiters.
You know what I'm on?
All 14 of these victories right here on these shoulders.
All he wants to do is shoot, and that's a happy, happy man.
Damn
if you just get him his shots.
Hey, man, there's always going to be a 6'2", 6'3", scoring shooting guard that entertains you every once in a while. Like, sometimes they're on winning teams, sometimes they're not. But there are certain guys like, I'm here to get up shots.
Sky point to Lou Williams.
Yeah.
You know, you need those guys in your life.
Ben Gordon.
The league's going to be full of them. Because we're seeing, we talked a lot about it, that's going to be a thing. It's not going to be a novelty. You're going to start to see that you're going to have 3 of those on the floor at the same time in some of these lineups.
Eddie House is shedding a tear at some like local gym. Yeah. Like, man, if I was only 10 years younger.
Michael Adams is shooting craps behind a bar somewhere. Yeah. Like, God darn it. Dang. Sadale 3. Hey, get a load of these guys.
Who was it, Teagle or T? No, was it Tony Teagle?
Who?
Is it Tony Teagle?
Who the hell is he?
Remember the kid that played for the Lakers for a little bit? I'm not making this guy up.
I think you dreamed up
Tony Teagle. I'm not making him up.
Tony Teagle. No,
I don't remember somebody named Tony for the Lakers?
No. There's Tony Douglas from the Knicks?
No, I'm not talking about a recent player. I'm talking about like 80s.
Terry Teagle?
Terry Teagle. Why did you act like it? Like,
I know that name sounds
so
familiar. That name sounds familiar to me.
Right.
Terry Teagle.
A Piston, Warrior, Laker, and Rocket.
Yeah. He was a little scoring little dude. Why did you act? See, this is why you're a piece of garbage.
Because Terry Teagle resonated with me. Tony didn't. It just didn't.
So the name Teagle,
I can't explain it. It just it wasn't distinct enough for you.
It
didn't fire the neuron. I have no reason to lie.
You put me out there on Front Street. You know,
but you ended up being right.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I think Tony Teagle's close enough. I think judges would give you
I
that
thought
one.
So too. Yep. But you didn't.
I think any objective All judges right. would give you that. Chris Tannehill.
You know, it shouldn't sway your thinking about them as basketball coaches, but they're allowed. I'm just looking at something here. Let me see. We might be getting close. So let me see where we are. We're trying to get this contest done for this week. We're still working on it. You know, we're getting closer. It looks like, but we're not there yet. Let me see what it says here.
This is not editing, by the way. That's the mountaintop.
What the hell?
That's the mountaintop. That is when you know you have made it.
Sounds like he's mic'd up in the bathroom.
That's not edited, right, Chris? That's real time. That has not been doctored at all. That's when you know you've made it. That's the sports pope. That is the leading sports talker in this nation.
Seven figures.
Mike Francesa, ladies and gentlemen. America's a beautiful place.
Number one, most powerful, influential.
Yeah, can't touch him. Cannot touch him.
That's wonderful.
God bless him. Oh, dude, fist in the air for that one. Say, kidding me? American dream right there.
Gives you hope, right? Oh, no, I thought the American dream was air conditioning on and windows down.
Air conditioning in a convertible, loafers, no socks, and a white woman in the passenger seat.
That's the American dream?
Yes, no matter who's driving.
Okay. Where are you in this scenario?
In the truck.
I was going to say, are you involved in this? I thought the American dream was just windows rolled down and air conditioning.
It's been modified a little bit over the last few years.
Okay.
The Migos playing at some point while you're driving in that convertible.
Those guys are silly.
With the llamas in the pajamas.
Those guys are silly. We have a video director because you can watch this stupidity at watch670thescore.com, and the video director's name is Brian Gertch.
So, looks like, I can't officially say so yet, but it's, okay, I can tell you now that we're going to get it started, that we're going to have a contest. Now, I don't know yet if it's going to start Tuesday or Wednesday, but we will have a Super Bowl trivia contest.
A Super Bowl.
And a cabal. With the final prize being a Super Bowl trip.
You know, he was emailing people is what he was doing.
Maybe that's the key to success. Stop trying to talk. Stop forcing words out your mouth.
Even though it's a talk show.
No. You talk too much, Bernstein.
Shut up about that. I think he's just redefining. I think it's brilliant outside-the-box thinking.
He's the Kanye of sports radio,
despite,
man.
It could be performance art at this point. Despite the fact that it's a talk show, maybe you just... Look, Terry was able to make noises.
Yeah, but Terry put sentences to... Well... Yeah, Terry put sentences together for the majority
but noises,
of 25 years.
Mouth noises were a part of it.
Yeah, but those were like the ad-libs,
punctuation,
the sound effects. Yeah,
Victor Borga stuff. Yeah.
This dude is just, he's sitting there going through his phone or going through his email contacts and not saying anything. New York is a beautiful place, man. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere, right? And Mike Francesa has made it there.
Here's the D-Wade quotes, this via Joe Colley, who's going to join us at 4. Yeah, listen, I wouldn't lie to you and say no. Wade said when asked if continued inconsistencies with this roster would have him exercising his player option after the year. Of course, I can't play this game forever. I just turned 35. I have a number in my head on how long I want to play. And at the end of the day, you want to be in a situation, whether it's a competitive situation or whatever it may be, It's tough in this league as well, because a lot of it also depends on how much money you're willing to make. It depends what city you're willing to be in. So it's a lot of variables to that, but no question about it. What happens throughout this year as I go into my summer, I'll definitely take a look at it. I take my career seriously, where I am, where I want to be, and I'll do the same thing this summer. He's got no time to lie to you, like you say. Why bother constructing some sort of politicized statement here when he's just being honest? And it tells me that there's nothing that the Bulls can reasonably do to change this math at all. I don't think. What can they do?
My favorite people in the world are usually old people because they don't have to lie to you. You ever talk to like an old dude, like an OG, whether it be in the sauna or something like that?
You just
kicking it with them and just chopping it up, and all you're getting is that just pure unadulterate funk. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just laying it on you, and they don't have to lie to you. They don't have to play your games. They move at their own pace. That's what Dwayne Wade is right now.
That's why
he's championship made.
Look, I love steam room and sauna time because that's all. Retired doctors, recovering alcoholics, former college athletes,
Dragon Nutsacks.
Restaurant owners. Yeah, Dragon Nutsacks is there.
He's actually a second round pick this year.
It's our Croatian friend. Hey, Dragon. Which one? Dragon Nutsack.
No, but I mean, they don't, you know, think about the last time you talked to an old person that wasn't in your family, because usually old people in your family, you get tired of really, very quickly. So you run into an old person, they tell you how it is. You don't have to play around. They tell you how it used to be.
He's 35, though.
No, but
you're 35.
In NBA years. Right. Come on.
Right.
This dude has played as many playoff games in the last 5 or 6 years as anybody in the NBA.
Yeah, you measure.
He's championship made.
It's proportion. It is inversely proportional to remaining meniscal cartilage.
Exactly.
Right?
Think about how many shoot-arounds he's been to. Today was just another one. And you just happen to ask a question that maybe you didn't want to hear the answer to. That's the other thing with old dudes.
Got that NBA veteran smell of like Flexol and coffee.
Right. Liniment and hotel keys.
Right. that vague wintergreen oil.
Right. Yeah. So he's been through these wars. And he's not in Miami anymore. So he's not running for office every damn year where it seems like, you know, he's got to push this product, push that product. He's new on the scene. You invited an old dude into your house, and your house ain't clean. And guess what the old dude said?
Clean up your damn house.
Right. I'm not sitting there. Yeah. Looks like you might have roaches.
I'm going to sleep elsewhere.
Right.
Right.
That's all that happened there. And that's what will continue to happen if you keep asking them the right questions.
We got a lot coming your way with some football talk right after the top of the hour with our guy Matt Miller. Some baseball, some basketball, more football with Hub, a little bit of everything on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This moment would be better on a beach.
Oh, yeah.
And this is your chance to run away with Big and Rich.
Big and Rich.
Run away with John Rich and Big Ken.
Big and Rich. And we're here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We want you to join us there.
Thanks to Twix.
Our friends at Twix, we just heard. They're going to pay airfare and hotel.
Left Twix, unmistakably cookie, caramel, and chocolate. Right Twix, distinctively caramel, chocolate, and cookie. And you could be rolling around on the beach of Punta Cana at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel. Punta Cana's rock star all-inclusive resort.
Room service for everyone.
All-inclusive, awesome. For you, your bud, and Big and Rich.
Baby, when I look at you.
Fly round trip on Delta Airlines. See Big and Rich live. All thanks to Twix.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Log on, escapewithbiganrich.com.
Go to escapewithbiganrich.com.
Escapewithbiganrich.com and be a winner.
Escapewithbiganrich.com.
See you there.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small,
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Katie, where's your Jergens? My lotion? Here in the shower where it belongs.
Wait, in the shower?
Yeah, Mom. I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It instantly locks in moisture from my shower, so my skin stays soft and luminous all day without that sticky lotion feel.
Moisture without that heavy feel? Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
And who said Mom always knows best?
You're more than just a pretty face. Jergens.
CBS Thursday, February 2nd. Don't miss the premiere of Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police work's like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day series premiere, CBS Thursday, February 2nd.
This Thursday,
welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're going to get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is going to move on to the next day. You know, it's you can't keep getting stressed out or frustrated over it. I mean, this is who he is right now. You know, we're halfway through the season. We're now 21 and 22. We've been going through this all year. I'm too old to be getting stressed out and frustrated about all this. So we'll get back in here tomorrow and the next 2 days and try to figure out how to get a win on the road versus the line and move on.
Dwayne Wade last week telling you how it is. Bernstein and Goff right here on 670 The Score. 670thescore.com and of course on Watch 670thescore.com as well as Facebook Live. Yeah, it's a guy who's at the end of his career, understands how much longer he wants to play, maybe wants to go chase another ring somewhere. You'd have to that the money wouldn't work with the Cleveland. They'd have to trade everybody. There's talks of a Kevin Love for a Carmelo Anthony trade
what?
Right now. I don't know.
What?
If you're the Knicks, what the hell are you thinking if you do that one? But yeah, Dwayne Wade he's got a couple of years left in his legs, he thinks. You know, these guys have been deferring money for the last 8-9 years of their careers. Him and LeBron and Chris Bosh, not being the highest paid player. You know, they wanted to pay Hassan Whiteside more than him in Miami, and that's when he said, all right, peace out. I might go to Denver or Chicago.
How about that game Friday?
Man.
How about that? You're going to get the Heat and the Bulls. I met my kid's going to the game. He's all excited. And I said,
yeah, I mean, there's some players to watch.
I said, you're really excited to go to that game because we were talking over breakfast. He goes, yeah, because I love going to the Bulls games. And I said, well, you know what that is, right? He said, I love me a good bum fest.
There it is.
And I said, okay. I said,
bum fight.
Bum fight. I said, if you can find that place to enjoy it, that's all good.
Is Justice still healthy? No. He's been hurt for a while now, yeah. So he's got a Hassan Whiteside, a little Deion Waiters action. Gets to watch a Tyler Johnson get it on.
That's a wealthy man.
That's 50 mil that's strong,
captain
baby.
Captain of industry.
They
right
had
there.
To give it to somebody.
I know.
You know?
Rogers Park, Big Al is on the score.
Hey, fast. How you doing?
What up, Al?
Sort of transition. Somebody said that the best you can hope for is John Paxson and Goff Coleman to be gone. And I agree. I mean, they showed you that they cannot draft. They're a similar team that I don't I have no idea. They don't have any idea what they're doing. This is just ridiculous. You know, I have no faith that they'll get a good draft pick or they'll make a deal and put a team together. How many years are we going to get?
Well, it's up to the Reinsdorf.
It's not up to us.
Yeah. Well, we just critique them as we go.
You know, I wish, and I've said this before, I wish there were a magical way to create a star player. That this is basketball is not difficult to understand the recipe to win titles. You need great players, not good players, not guys you like.
How about good guys who turn themselves into great?
Well, those don't come easily. And you have to really trust your developmental system and their support system and know you've got the right people around to cultivate that kind of thing. But, man, I wish it were magical. But right now, with the changes to the collective bargaining agreement, the best thing you can do is have high draft picks and hope you run into one. I'm just being honest.
Hope you run into one.
They did it with Derrick Rose, and they fooled themselves into thinking that that was sort of a generational piece. But with this crew, if Gar's just going to keep taking guys he likes because he likes them for no other real reason.
The guys that won't get you fired are going to end up getting him fired.
The floor guys.
Yeah, he's drafted too many of them.
You draft too many floor guys, you end up there.
Right. Oh, come on.
Matt Miller is going to talk some football with us next from the Senior Bowl on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This moment would be better on a beach.
Oh, yeah.
And this is your chance to run away with Big and Rich.
Big and Rich.
Run away with John Rich and Big Ken.
Big and Rich, and we're here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We want you to join us there.
Thanks to Twix.
Our friends at Twix, we just heard, they're going to pay airfare and hotel.
Left Twix, unmistakably cookie, caramel, and chocolate. Right Twix, distinctively caramel, chocolate, and cookie. And you could be rolling around on the beach of Punta Cana at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel, Punta Cana's rock star all-inclusive resort.
Room service for everyone.
All-inclusive, awesome. For you, your bud, and Big. Big and Rich.
Baby, when I look at you.
Fly round trip on Delta Airlines. See Big and Rich live. All thanks to Twix. Log on escapewithbiganrich.com.
Go to escapewithbiganrich.com.
Escapewithbiganrich.com and be a winner.
Escapewithbiganrich.com.
See you there.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy. As peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet press $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Katie, where's your Jergens?
My lotion?
Here in the shower where it belongs.
Wait, in the shower?
Yeah, Mom. I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It instantly locks in moisture from my shower, so my skin stays soft and luminous all day without that sticky lotion feel.
Moisture without that heavy feel? Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
And who said Mom always knows best?
You're more than just a pretty face. Jergens.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted.
18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial.